from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
This week, it's the Learning Technologies Summer Forum. And because of COVID-19, it is all online. And Nigel has opened the show this week. It's a week-long set of webinars, from what I can see. But Nigel, you are you kicked it off. You're the keynote. So come on, tell us a bit about what you were talking about and what it was all like.
I was on my rant, Martin. And what I was saying was something that's kind of implanted itself in my head in the last few weeks that I can't get out of my head. And there are a number of dimensions to what I said. The first one is that I'm convinced that learning is a virus and that most workplaces are the best quarantine zones ever invented to kill that virus in organizations. So I think that's more and more clear to me that organizations don't do enough to actually encourage learning, but above all, to share learning and to build learning communities. My second reflection on the back of that is that we've spent so much time and energy focusing on individuals and their capability building and their profiles and their learning and their development. And we haven't focused anything at all, any effort on how we help organizations learn. And the conclusion that pulls those two perceptions together is that it's got to be a bit about the individual and a bit about the organization. Organizations without capability will kill the innovation and the intelligence and the expertise of their workforce. Workforces with no curiosity, no desire to learn, will kill the innovation embedded in the organization. So it has to be working on those two fronts, and that's really important. And I used Robert Keegan as an example. Now, Robert Keegan is an American psychologist who in the 70s was one of the first people, and it sounds so blindingly obvious, but it is in the 70s, in lots of people's lifetimes. In the 70s, Keegan said that Piaget and co, all the developmental psychologists who assumed that development finished at the age of 20 were completely off their trolleys, that development continues throughout life. And people pushed back and said, you don't understand, the brain, everything is finished. By the time you're 20, you're a fully formed human being and that's your best you can do. And Keegan said, that's nonsense. So he did this research. The criticism of it is that he asked people questions, so they were sort of self-referencing. Mm-hmm. But what he came up with is that there are many stages of human development, and the top three are the most important. The first is that the social being, and the socially aware human being is the human being who understands the community, is not purely selfish and self-driven, but recognizes the needs of the community, is therefore a good team player, very trustworthy, and the kind of person that everybody wanted to employ. And it didn't go much further than that. But Keegan says that now, in this much more complex world, people who just kind of play it by the rules, accept all the logic of the organization, accept the values and the culture, accept the prevailing norms, don't contribute enough. And we need what he calls organizationally aware people. In other words, people who are socially imbued, understand the organization, are good team players, but work on those processes and make them better. They are critically reflective of the work process that they're involved in. And he says these are the people that are like gold dust. They are absolutely what we need. People who are inside the organization, but able to work on the organization and make the whole place better, but also the processes within it better. And then the final level is he claims only 1% of people become self-transforming. And what that means is that they are dissatisfied with the existing structures, and they're quite happy to build completely new structures. So they're kind of radical, they are disruptive to the nth degree, and are often killed by the organizations they work for and end up as entrepreneurs because they can't be contained within the confines and the value systems. So what Keegan realized was that if you have degrees of human development, and most people spend a lot of their life in organizations, the organizations have to encourage this. They have to support it, because if they don't, they will kill it. And you can't have humans progressing without organizations understanding that and enabling it and doing something about making it okay to be critical, okay to experiment, okay to improve. And I think that that logic that and those conclusions that Keegan came to, and his latest book is called The Deliberately Developmental Organization. So he's gone from his early books all about individual development through now to his last publication. Organizations need to become deliberately developmental, self-conscious in their development in order to let the individuals flourish and progress up that, what he calls a hierarchy, but other people have criticized it as being a hierarchy because it implies that one person is better than another. He doesn't say that. He says that everybody contributes according to their ability, but we must never assume that that ability has a terminal point. You move forward as far as you want and as far as you're able. So, you know, I think those two ideas are very important. Let's think about the way organizations operate as well as how individuals within them operate. And if you remember my old chestnut, my learning culture model, that implies exactly that. I was kind of onto something there, I think. And it certainly seems to me to have improved during this current crisis, that if we don't fix things about the organization, like the quality of trust, empowerment, engagement, and the way leadership manifests those, there's no point in focusing on individual collaboration, sharing, purpose, autonomy, and building individual learning, because it will just be killed by the lack of trust, the disempowerment, the disengagement, just be killed. So it's this role that we need to get over to all those in learning and development, that you have to work on the organization as well as the individual. And in some ways, the tradition of the last 20 years has been to move people further and further away from the organization and more on the individual. But you know, if you take something like curiosity, curiosity is a product of individual and organization. If you have organizations that are singularly unable to deal with any kind of challenge, you'll never have curious people. If you have organizations that welcome experimentation and challenge, curiosity develops.
Yeah.
So in a nutshell, that's it. That's what I was trying to focus on, to get people to have that dual binary focus as they go through and not think that everything is solved when you've got performing individuals. It's sharing, trusting, collaborative, curious individuals. Moving all of that across the organization. So it's back to old Jarque. You know, Harold's saying you need networks that improve performance, networks that share expertise, and then at this level, very loose social networks that allow collaboration on multiple levels and answering questions and problems and making people feel like they're in an exciting, febrile environment that encourages people to reach out beyond their ordinary job, beyond their natural expertise or beyond their areas of competence. You know, I think this stuff is really, really important. And that's what I was trying to get across.
Wow. So, well, you got it across very clearly here today. So just one final thought. How was it all received? I presume you probably had quite a lot of people tuning in. So what
I think I had 600. And yes, I it's very hard to keep track, but essentially the chat stream was just spewing on the screen. So I could barely see anything on that. And then there was a question box, and that was just filling up with pretty good questions, largely around, so what has technology got to do with this? And are there any solutions? Are there any packages we can buy that will make this happen? And of course, the answer is no, there are not. You make it happen before you buy the package, and then the package will enhance it and contribute to it. But so, yeah, good questions, good comments, and I hope a largely engaged audience.
Great. Nigel, thank you. I know you've got lots of other sessions to chair this week, so thanks for your time now, and we'll speak soon.
It's a pleasure, Martin. Always a pleasure.
From scratch.